Vishal. Vishal's ready to take over, you guys. So I'm Destiny. I'm gone until next month. You guys have a wonderful night. And here you go. Do you know
how to do this?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't.
This is DJ Vish coming in with you with our next show. It's Hometown Soup. Let's see real quick. We are going to put on a little bit of music for you guys. All right. So we got a few tunes here today. We're going to play some rad tunes, keeping it freeform, keeping some good music on. We're going to start off with some Noah Kahan. We're going to play some Stick Season. So here, why don't you guys give it a listen real quick. Let's see.
Miles combined, you must have had yourself a change of heart like halfway through the drive, because your voice trailed off exactly as you passed my exit sign. Kept on driving straight and left our future to the right. Now I am stuck between my anger and the blame that I can't face. And memories or something, even smoking weed is not replaced. And I am terrified of weather, because I see you when it rains. Doc told me to travel, but there's COVID on the planes. And I love Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas. And I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks in one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. So I thought that if I piled something good and all my bad, that I could cancel out the darkness I inherited from Dad. No, I am no longer funny, cause I miss the way you laugh. Once called me forever, now you still can't call me back. And I love Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas. And I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now you're tire tracks in one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. Season of the sticks, and I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas. And I'll dream each night version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks in one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do.
And I'd give up forever to touch you, cause I know that you feel me somehow. You're the closest to heaven that I'll ever be, and I don't wanna go home right now. And all I could taste is this moment, and all I can breathe is your life. And sooner or later it's over, I just don't wanna miss you tonight. And I thank you.
everything feels like the movies. Yeah, you bleed just to know you're alive.
Hello, this is Hometown Soup with DJ Vish subbing in for tonight. We got a nice night out. It's a great temperature. We're doing great. That was Iris by the Goo Goo Dolls, and you are about to listen to Just Because by Kate Francis. Just a quick reminder, this is DJ Vish, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Keep it freeform. Thank you.
don't only wanna know about your tragedy. I can't feel sorry when you lost random. I can't feel sorry you lost ransom. Drown yourself in a space of fabrics. I think you picked up a lot of bad habits. Just appreciate yourself. Won't you think about you and I? Just grab my hand and look me in the eye. Look, this ain't something you should decide. This ain't something that you should decide. Won't you think about you and I? Just grab my hand and look me in the eye. Look, this ain't something you should decide. This ain't something that you should decide. Born in the States, tell nobody that you never had it. Don't tell nobody that you was abandoned. I'm the only one that know about your tragedy. I can't feel sorry cause your trust random. I can't feel sorry your love's ransom. Drown yourself in a space of fabrics. I think you picked up a lot of bad habits. Just appreciate yourself. Won't you think about you and I? Just grab my hand and look me in the eye. Look, this ain't something you should decide. This ain't something that you should decide. Won't you think about you and I? Just grab my hand and look me in the eye. Look, this ain't something you should decide. This ain't something that you should decide.
My mama mad at me, I know I fucked up big. My girl mad at me, I know I fucked up big. Love. I guess I'll never understand. Every time I say I saw we, I do that shit again. Check, 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 I made a promise that I would never leave you stressed. I would be honest, I should've never sent that text. I would be honest, I'm sorry for the things I said. I would be honest.
Won't you think about you and I? Just grab my hand and look me in the eye. Look, this ain't something you should decide. This ain't something that you should decide. Won't you think about you and I? Just grab my hand and look me in the eye. Look, this ain't something you should decide. This ain't something that you should decide.
And this is DJ Vish once again with Hometown Soup. So on the air right now, I got a little guest. One of my close friends is whose name is Harshit. He's a campus celebrity. He's one of the workers at Hodge. He does do a little bit of cooking on the side. So Harshit, I know that you've cooked a lot, and I've had some of your food. It's really delicious. Yeah, yeah. What are some of the things you cook for us?
So at least when we first got here, I cooked pakora. At Carm.
And what is that? What is that?
So pakora it's an Indian food, traditional Indian food. It's chickpea flour with water, like thinly, thinly sliced onions and potatoes. And then you can add whatever vegetable you can want. You mix it together and then you fry it. And it's absolutely delicious. I mean, Vish can talk about it. Vish knows that it's I think it was pretty good, but
I thought it was fantastic. Some of the best pakora I've ever eaten. As an Indian, half Indian person myself, I've eaten a lot of Indian food, but it was really good. But what really surprised me is that, you know, the pakoras were great, but your skills as a chef were astounding. I've never seen someone chop an onion that fast and not cry. With used knives from the back to school stale too.
Yes, sir.
And so, like, could you talk a little bit about like how you learned to cook, or like when you learned to cook?
My dad's a chef at Gourmet India, Burlington Mall. He's a chef at the food court. And he's been cooking for his whole life. I've always seen him cook. You know, he always didn't want to teach me how to cook because he said cooking is a dead end job. I was like, all right, oh damn, that's tough. But I always saw him cook, and I was always really interested in it. And I eventually started picking it up, and then I started to cook with my mom. And then eventually my dad was like, yeah, it's a good hobby to pick up. And I started cooking ever since. Cooked for my mom a lot, especially during COVID. And it's a good hobby to pick up.
It's a great life skill. So, like, do you think that, like, cooking actually, like, has a deeper meaning for you? Or, like, is it...
So my mom, she has a celiac, and she has she has an autoimmune disease too, which limits her to eating like certain foods. So she can only eat like these flatbreads that we have to make out of like teth or amaranth or these random grains.
Right, and that then, makes sense.
And the like boiled vegetables. And so with cooking, like before anything, that was the first stuff that I made was for her. That was kind of like that was the first way, that was the first reason why I started cooking, was because, like, you know, when she couldn't cook for herself, I would have to be the one to cook. While my brother was out in school and he was doing his work, I would be have the one to cook.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Which, I mean, it was hard, but, you know, I wouldn't change it for the world. It brought me to here right now. Now I'm here at the WMFO radio station.
91.5, keeping it freeform.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, I'm certainly glad that you grew up learning to cook like this, because, man, that food was really good.
Oh, God.
Now, speaking of cooking, we got a little song on for you guys next, and this one's a classic from, honestly, from what I've read, is the best movie representation of high-end cuisine cooking, and that would be the one and only Ratatouille.
Absolute classic.
And this is Le Festin from Ratatouille. So here, why don't you guys give it a listen?
Classic.
I chant them and I gaily laugh to think they could doubt my love. Yet today my love has flown away. I am without my love.
Without my love.
Now laughing friends deride tears I cannot hide. Flame dies, smoke gets in your eyes.
In your eyes, smoke gets in your eyes.
Smoke gets in your eyes.
Of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl, opposites attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do? It's got to do with it.
Good evening, and once again, you are listening to 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and this is DJ Vish with Hometown Soup, subbing in tonight at 12:30, and I got a quick PSA for you guys. So, doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people, what do these things have in common? They are all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs, germs that could lead to colds and flu. Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Yep. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it also protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org and click Your Health First. This public health message is brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society. That's a really important one, I think, personally, because especially coming out of this pandemic a few years later, that I think we've all kind of learned a lot on like how to take care of ourselves and stuff. And so what you guys were just listening to was Tina Turner, What's Love Got to Do with It? And up next, we have Sacrifices by Dreamville from the album Revenge of the Dreamers 3, which is a great song, great album. So why don't you guys take a listen to that real quick, and we will get back to you later.
Endorse my graduate that nigga from the north side. It's a steam team, got poor side. Fuck a bitch, forget it, I do it all time. Of course I got a voice, my opinion on the dance when you walk past.
Oh, bro, that shit groovy. Hey.
Niggas pull strings like a guitar, keep up, G-star jeans on my sneakers. I'm a real soulful nigga, color greens inside your speakers. Ferguson days on Castro, with no cash flow. But I'm good for the arts, I'm Dr. Show. So I'm good for your heart, let me snatch your soul. Show.
Bloody sacrifice.
Yeah, hey, look at what a motherfucker do for the cash and tape. Yo, B, right across your head like it's an Ash Wednesday. You got two, just get off your ass like your ass is fake. You can't sit, and if we ain't siblings, then I can't relate. Today shit, I'm A6, I run shit. I got it jumping like Pompeii. I don't need nothing but one tape. I'm from the part of the city where young nigga keep a manon like 1+8. A politician to fuck fade. Corrupt like a dog pound gangster. We do it like a small town wager. I'm the dropout major. Success stories I favor. Used to cover my scars out here trying to cover the fader. Yeah, Pro Tools, Nas and the faders. Tail picks, Assalamu Alaikum. You ain't bout static like AM. Radio ain't even playing. I put my heart in my all in my art. I'm arting it. All of them are the same. It's harder to tell them apart. Some days I thought I'd call him out all together rather than waste the amount of bars it'll take for me to call him out by name.
caught a glimpse of the alternate world I've introduced to you via the studio. Got them studying on mixtape. I'm from the hood like my mama, put that on my mama. I laid the law down like parliament, all just with a pen and page. I make sacrifices, bloody sacrifices.
You can't be everything to everybody. I wanna be your lover, your best friend, your Batman, Spider-Man, fight the pilot, shooting out your rivals in. I wanna damn near kill you to be the one to heal you up. I wanna be the one to fill you up on nights when you need good to cheer you up. I wanna be the one to build you up. A wall worth $5 billion to keep out the rah-rah and the blah blah blah. So nobody try to steal your thunder, pull you under, toss my hoes out, Royal Rumble, we the moved out to the boondocks, built a big house. There he wonders how some weather along the way he went from Huey to Eddie Munster. I've been so disconnected, my perspective is ignorant. When you rich niggas don't wanna correct you, say something crazy, they won't interject. Do every drug that you want, they gon' let you. Dangerous when there's nobody to check you, I be having to check myself. Nigga, stop hoarding that money, you know you got plenty. I be having to spread my wealth. I used to be at the crib myself, 7 years old, off of Red Boulevard, with a bag of the raw. They gon' stand on the corner, one hand on their balls, and they ran when the cops come, there go the laws. And I packed up a bag, and I tracked it up north, on the path of a star, and I ran into you like I met you before. Now damn me and you, going half on the boys, sing.
Hugging the block all day. I had nowhere to go. She gave me a place to stay. She gave me a heart to hold. I still got that shit to this day. She riding with me on the road. She riding with me in the A. Hugging the block, okay. She gave me the gift of my son, and plus we got one on the way. She gave me a family to love, but that I can never repay. I'm crying while writing these words. The tears, they feel good on my face, hey. And yesterday could feel just like a waste, yeah. If I don't love you, I'm supposed to. And yesterday could feel just like a waste, yeah. If I don't love you, I'm supposed to.
I make sacrifices.
Ain't picked a career. She like, fuck it, I'll just stay down her and do it. Cause that's enough money to buy her a few pairs of new airs. Cause a baby daddy don't really care. She's so precious with the peer pressure. Couldn't afford a car, so she named her daughter Alexis. Yeah, hair so long that it looked like weave. Then she cut it all off, now she look like Eve. And she be dealing with some issues that you can't believe. Single black female, addicted to retail as well. And when it falls down, who you gonna call now? Come on, come on. And when it all falls down, man, I promise. I'm so self-conscious. That's why you always see me with at least one of my watches. Rollies and posses that drove me crazy. I can't even pronounce nothing past that for safety. Then I spent $400 on this, just to be like, nigga, you ain't up on this. And I can't even go to the grocery store without some ones that's clean and a shirt with a team. Scene, we live in the American dream. The people highest up got the lowest self-esteem. The prettiest people do the ugliest things. For the road to riches and diamond rings. We shine because they hate us, floss because they the greatest. We trying to buy back our 40 acres. And for that paper, look how low we are stoop. Even if you in a band, you still a nigga.
In a coupe.
Come on, come on. And when it falls down, who you gonna call now? Come on, come on. And when it all falls down,
Fuck the police, that's how I treat them. We buy our way out of jail, but we can't buy freedom. We'll buy a lot of clothes, but we don't really need them. Things we buy to cover up what's inside, cause they made us hate ourselves and love their wealth. That's why shorty's hollering where the ball is at. Drug dealer by Jordan, crack kid by crack, and the white man get paid off for all of that. But I ain't even gonna act totally other than that, cause fuck it, I went to Jacob with 25 now. Before I had a house and I do it again, cause I wanna be on 106 and park wishing the bands. I wanna act for all of it like it's all terrific. I got a couple past due bills, I won't get specific. I got a problem with spending before I get it. We all self-conscious, I'm just the first to admit. Yeah, come on, come on. And when it falls down, who you gonna call now? Come on, come on. And when it all falls down, south side, south side, we gon' set this party off right. West side, west side, we gon' set this party off right. Chi-town, Chi-town, we gon' show them how we get down. Now Selena, you just like a safe belt, you saved my life.
Can't keep working like this. This grave shift is like a slave
ship. You're on the phone with your girlfriend. She's upset. She's going off about something that you said. Cause she doesn't get your humor like I do. I'm in the room. It's a typical Tuesday.
I can't you see?
That was You Belong With Me by Taylor Swift. And what a fantastic song from a great great era of music, great everything. So we're back with Harshit, my friend, our guest on the show right now. And fun fact for our listeners, Harshit is on Tufts Bhangra, the Bhangra dance team. So, which is, you know, some fantastic performances, including a very special performance for Diwali and in Duwik itself.
And Dewey, folks.
So, Dewey. So Harshit, how did you get into dancing? Have you grown up dancing?
So no, I have never, not at all. I've always liked dancing, just like moving around. Like I've always been like an extrovert. Like I've always been like, not always, but like especially in high school, like my junior year especially, I was going up to everyone saying hi. Even at the dances, I'd always be dancing, just moving. And then when I got here, I was at a rugby party, and in the basement, I met one of my teammates now, Bijin, who's my dog. Love the guy. And he saw me and he spotted me. He's like, oh, that's another brown dude. And he's like, oh, wait, let me recruit him.
Yep.
So then he gave me his Insta to recruit me. And then we had the college fair. I went to the college fair. I saw it. And I was like, wait, like, I've never danced before. Should I even try out? They're like, a lot of people haven't danced before and they're on it. So I was like, fuck. I was like, screw it. I did it. And yeah, it was good.
Don't talk about being drunk.
Yeah.
So what do you think of the community? Because it looks like you guys have a lot of fun. So like how do rehearsals go? What's the build up to like your performances? Like
so, we have bondings that we just like hang out, have fun. Like we will watch a movie or something, but like we'll go out, like we'll just like have fun, and then like
So like what does a rehearsal look like? For
a
you
rehearsal?
Guys?
So at Duwik, we didn't rehearse at all. That was like our first time actually performing on Duwik.
Oh wow.
But like for most of our performances, we'll see the stage, we'll set up, have a few like full run-throughs, and then like right before our performance, we'll just be like grinding it out. We'll be practicing our sets over and over and over again. We'll all just be doing it like in a little small space, and then finally you get up to the stage and we get on there, nervous as everything, got so many butterflies in your stomach, but you're so excited because people have actually come to watch you. Then we get on there, the music starts. As soon as you hit the first few moves and you got the crowd yelling for you, then you're just moving and then you're dancing, then you're having fun.
Yeah, I mean, like, having watched a few of your shows, it just, first of all, it's a lot of fun for us, but it just looks like you guys are having fun more than some of the other, like, I've seen a lot of performances on Tufts, and all the groups are really, really, really special. Like, a lot of really, really talented people here. But it doesn't seem like everybody's having as much fun as you guys. Like you guys look like you're vibing on stage, and that's for me. Like from what I know about it, like sort of the spirit of Bhangra.
And
it's just it seems like a really special community. We have a lot of special communities here.
Yeah, it's great.
I'm personally not on. I'm not a dancer. So fun fact. I did some musicals in high school, and I was pretty good. Like, you might not think it, but I can sing. I can.
DJ Vish was a singer.
Yeah.
DJ Vish was a singer.
But
come on.
The funny part is that in my junior year of high school, we did Legally Blonde, and that was a really great show. But I was cast as Professor Callahan, and the way that the director ran the show, Professor Callahan was the only character in the cast that did not dance throughout the entire show. So it really spoke a lot, I guess, about my abilities, because I had solos, I had singing, I had a lot of lines, a lot of acting, zero dancing the entire show. And
but guess what? He can sing, and I've seen him dance before at parties, and he moves. Come on,
I have energy. I have energy.
Give him some credit, folks. Give him credit.
So thanks for talking about that. The Bhangra group is a really, really special club. So when's your guys' next performance?
Next performance, let's see. We're performing at Wellesley College.
When's the next one that Tufts people could watch for our listeners? Do you guys have a winter concert? Like,
we'll have a concert. We'll have a concert at the end of the summer here. There should be it should be not just Bhangra, but a bunch of other groups.
bunch of the South Asian dance
dance groups and some other dance groups. It's not going to be all of them, but there should be a few other dance groups that are performing.
So it'll be sort of like the what happened at the Parent Weekend.
Yeah. It'll be good. There'll be some.
That was a fantastic performance, especially. My mom was happy because she's Indian, that she was happy that I took her to see an Indian dance group.
Yeah.
All right, so thanks for talking to us, Harsha. It's been great having you on the show. Up next, we got a few more songs for you guys tonight. Up next, we got Why This Call of Eddie D by Anirudh Ravichander from a movie, Three. So beautiful, why don't you guys give it a listen, and here we go.
Yo, boys, I am singing song. Soup song. Flop song.
Why the cola very, cola very, cola very deep? Why the cola very, cola very, cola very deep?
Rhythm correct?
Why this cola very, cola very, cola very deep?
Maintain, please.
Why this cola very deep? And this pencil, moon color, white background, night color, black. White skin, girl heart, black. Ice, meet. My future dark.
Why this cola very, cola very, cola very deep? Why this cola very, cola very, cola very deep?
Mama. Notes எடுத்துக்கோ அப்படியே கையில ஸ்நாக்ஸ் எடுத்துக்கோ சரியா வாசி
சூப்பர் மாமா ரெடி ரெடி 1 2 3
Okay, mama. Now tune change.
Kaila class.
Only English.
Hand la glass. Glass la scotch. Eyes full of tear. Empty life. Girl come. Life reverse gear. Love, love. Oh my love. Showed me power, cover, cover, holy cover. I want you here now. God, I am dying now. She's happy now. This is a far surprise. We don't have choice. Why this cola very, cola very, cola very deep?
telephone queue. Seen before, follow it down.